Today, access to cash enshrined in law, finally. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, those following the channel will know that I've been talking for some time about the need to preserve access to cash. It's not simply a matter of some being excluded because of the digital revolution not spreading equally to everyone, but it also is a fundamental principle that cash is a medium of exchange and it needs to be protected. So I was very interested to watch what's been happening in the UK, because the UK banking sector has now been warned that it faces penalties if it doesn't secure free access to cash for the UK population, including businesses, following waves of branch closures over more than a decade. The Financial Conduct Authority and the Treasury confirmed this week that the guidelines the industry are expected to follow. The legal framework showed that no person or business should be further than 3 miles away from facilities to withdraw or deposit cash, including a cash machine, otherwise known as an ATM. And it also pledged that no customers should face additional or hidden charges for the services, and that if a facility is being withdrawn, a replacement should be put in place before the closure takes place. The move follows a backlash against the disappearance of physical banking sites, with charities, MPs and consumer groups long arguing the vulnerable, particularly the elderly, are being denied face-to-face banking services in their communities. The issue has dogged the sector since the financial crisis of 2008, when branch closures as part of cost-cutting measures gathered pace. The industry has in more recent times blamed the surging use of digital banking services by consumers and businesses for culls in branch numbers, and it argues that many are not being used enough to make them financially viable. And of course, I've been saying for some time, it all depends on how you account for the costs. And what is happening at the moment is all of the revenue is being held centrally, but all the costs are being pushed down to the branches. So no wonder they are reported as unprofitable. It's funny that many smaller banks and community banks are highly viable. And that's simply because both the revenues and costs are held at the outlet level. Now, in the UK, figures released last month by the Unite Union suggested more than 6,000 branches have been lost since 2015 alone, with other sites or post offices taking up the slack. And industry statistics show that there are about 51,200 cash machines in the UK last year, and 78% of those are free to use. The government placed access to deposit and withdrawal facilities under the auspices of the Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, for the first time last year. And while the regulator will be given the power to fine banks which fail to adhere to the new guidelines on access to cash, it has previously found that there was little cause for immediate alarm. Its research, published in May, actually showed that 96.3% of the UK population currently lived within 1.24 miles of a free-to-use cash access point, with 99.8% within 3.1 miles. The government said in its statement, as it stands, the vast majority of people living in urban areas can access cash deposit and withdrawal services within 1 mile, with rural dwellers around 3 miles away. Today's policy statement makes clear that the FCA should use its powers to maintain this level of coverage, while recognising that needs may be different by location and also change over time. Economic Secretary to the Treasury, Andrew Griffiths, added, "Whilst the growing choice and convenience of digital payments is great, cash has an important and continuing role to play. That's why we're taking action to protect access to cash in law and laying out that this means fee-free withdrawals and the availability of cash facilities within a reasonable distance. People shouldn't have to trek for hours to withdraw a tenner to put in somebody's birthday card, nor should businesses have to travel large distances to deposit cash takings. These are measures which benefit everyone who use cash, but particularly those living in rural areas, the elderly and those with disabilities. And John Howells, the chief executive of ATM operator Link, said the plans should complement the body's existing commitments to ensure every high street gets free access to cash. The UK is not ready to become a cashless society, so it's good to see these rules becoming law, he added. And Jenny Ross, editor of Which Money, welcomed the measures but said they needed to go further. The government must put in place measures which ensure that those who want to withdraw or deposit cash are appropriately served in their local communities. The Financial Conduct Authority must make use of its new powers to ensure banks meet their obligations and stand ready to direct them to address any gaps. So that's a very important development in the UK. And there's a couple of observations I think it's worth reflecting on. Of course, in Australia, branches have been closed. There's a very significant inquiry running at the moment. I've been responsible for creating that inquiry with Dale Webster and, of course, others who've been campaigning quite strongly for the review. And evidence given in Western Australia over the last few days underscores again that banks were shutting branches without appropriate reference or referral or consultation into the community. In fact, the banks at one point said, there's no point in consultation because we're going to close the branches anyway. And the point also I should make is that, to my mind, cash is the thin end of the wedge. It's so critical, particularly, of course, when technology lets us down, when the power goes off. Those with cash can still transact, those without can't. But there has to be a broader range of banking services available close to where people are. And particularly in regional areas, the difficulty is that when the bank disappears, that actually often makes the local community less economically sustainable. And we are seeing across Australia many regional locations now just dying on the vine, despite the fact that many of those locations are in areas where the mining sector or the agricultural sector are generating billions of dollars into the economy. So I think this is a very important development. So my question is this: when will the government in Australia legislate to ensure that cash continues to be made available free of charge to all businesses and communities across the country who needs it? And I think as part of that, they should definitely be putting some limits on how long or how far people need to travel to get access to it, because evidence given over the last few days suggested that some people were now being forced to travel over 250 kilometres back and forth just to get access to cash. It's unacceptable. And a final point, the current Bank at Post solution, which of course banks have been peddling hard to suggest it's an appropriate alternative, it's hardly that, because only a very small proportion of the services available in a full branch is available by the post office. So we need an alternative solution for that too. So my suggestion is we should be absolutely lobbying our politicians to say it's time to legislate that cash is going to be maintained within the economy into the future. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.